Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome to another session of, well, it's sanity for us. I don't know about the turkey set. I'm going to be very happy. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. And I so appreciate the time that you're spending with me, on the air. And remember, today I told you it was a pre-recorded show because I'm pigging out with my family. I'm enjoying Thanksgiving. I'm giving God thanks for the resources and the things that I have in my family that are very important to me. So let's get to it. You know, one of the things I want to do, I couldn't get away from politics totally. So later on in the show, at the end of the show, I'm going to play some proclamations from George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, Calvin Coolidge, and so on, Ronald Reagan. And you're going to notice something very special about all of them that we're going to talk about. But the two, the contrast I'm going to bring right now, just for the moment, and I know some of you, oh, come on, George, Thanksgiving, get over it. No. I want you to hear this for yourself. I want you to hear why guys like me get so upset so easily. All right? President Obama, a couple of years into his office, he gave a Thanksgiving message that he was very proud of. Why don't you hear it and tell me what you think?
My family, to yours, I'd like to wish you a happy Thanksgiving.
Well, thank you. Your family, too.
Like millions of Americans, Michelle, Malia, Sasha, and I will spend the day eating great food, watching a little football, and reflecting on how truly lucky we are.
Sasha and Malia are going to be watching football.
As Americans, each of us has our own list of things and people to be thankful for. But there's some blessings we all share. We're especially grateful for the men and women who defend our country overseas. To all the service members eating Thanksgiving dinner far from your families, the American people are thinking of you today. And when you come home, we intend to make sure that we serve you as well as your
family. That was a lie.
America.
That never happened, but go ahead.
We're also grateful for the Americans who are taking time out of their holiday to serve in soup kitchens and shelters, making sure their neighbors have a hot meal and a place to stay. This sense of mutual responsibility, the idea that I'm my brother's keeper, that I'm my sister's keeper,
day of Thanksgiving,
has always been part
let's
of what
sure
makes
that
our
we
country special.
Act
and it's one of the reasons
possible.
The Thanksgiving tradition has endured. The very first Thanksgiving was a celebration of community during a time of great hardship.
We've followed that example ever since.
Even when the fate of our Union was far from certain, during a Civil War, two World Wars, a Great Depression, Americans drew strength from each other. They had faith that tomorrow would be better than today.
No, they had faith in God. They drew their strength from God. Most Americans were God-fearing, God-loving people. It had nothing to do in, having faith in each other was secondary, not first. It was the providence of God. Go back and read your history books.
We're grateful that they did. As we gather around the table, we pause to remember the pilgrims, pioneers, and patriots.
And God.
Who helped make this country what it is. They faced impossible odds. And yet somehow, they persevere.
Because of God.
Today, it's our turn. I know that for many of you, this Thanksgiving is more difficult than most. But no matter how tough things are right now, we still give thanks for that most American of blessings. The chance to determine our own destiny. The problems we face didn't develop overnight, and we won't solve them overnight. But we will solve them. All it takes is for each of us to do our part. With all the partisanship and gridlock here in Washington, it's easy to wonder if such unity is really possible. But think about what's happening at this very moment. Americans from all walks of life are coming together as one people. grateful for the blessings of family.
We're coming together as family.
If we keep that spirit alive, if we support each other and look out for each other and remember that we're all in this together, then I know that we too will overcome the challenges of our time. So today I'm thankful to serve as your president and commander-in-chief. I'm thankful that my daughters get to grow up in this great country of ours. And I'm thankful for the chance to do my part as together we make tomorrow better than today. Thanks, and have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
No God. Nothing about God. Nothing about thanking God. All about community organizing. All about, you know, we've done it ourselves. And it's really funny because the government's done it all. We can't do it ourselves. It's all about the government, and God is nowhere to be found. Shortly after President Trump got elected, he decided to give a Thanksgiving Day message himself, which I found refreshing and different and uplifting. Tell me I'm wrong.
We are very blessed to call this nation our home, and that's what America is. It is our home. It's where we raise our families, care for our loved ones, look out for our neighbors, and live out our dreams. It's my prayer that on this Thanksgiving, we begin to heal our divisions and move forward as one country, strengthened by shared purpose and very, very common resolve. In declaring this national holiday, President Lincoln called upon Americans to speak with one voice and one heart. That's just what we have to do. We've just finished a long and bruising political campaign. Emotions are raw and tensions just don't heal overnight. It doesn't go quickly, unfortunately. But we have before us the chance now to make history together, to bring real change to Washington, real safety to our cities, and real prosperity to our communities, including our inner cities. So important to me and so important to our country. But to succeed, we must enlist the effort of our entire nation. This historic political campaign is now over, but now begins a great national campaign to rebuild our country and to restore the full promise of America for all of our people. I'm asking you to join me in this effort. It's time to restore the bonds of trust between citizens, because when America is unified, there is nothing beyond our reach, and I mean absolutely nothing. Let us give thanks for all that we have, and let us boldly face the exciting new frontiers that lie ahead. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Would it have been so hard for President Obama to say? Think about how many people he would have pulled together. Anyway, listen, got a lot more coming up. Don't go far. Heat up your coffee, cool off your eggnog, whatever it takes. Grab another turkey sandwich. We'll be gone for a couple of minutes, but we will be back shortly. Again, happy Thanksgiving. Don't go far.
Talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
In a world where financial landscapes can change rapidly, safeguarding your savings and retirement accounts is paramount. Direct Bullion USA is more than just the number one rated gold bullion dealer in America. We're your trusted partner in navigating the uncertainties of hyperinflation and political upheaval around the world. Direct Bullion USA can provide you with the knowledge and resources to fortify your financial stability and protect what matters most. Call us now at 888-787-GOLD. Precious metals like gold and silver have been a safe haven investment for hundreds of years. Get started when you call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold investing starter kit today. All it takes is one call to 888-787-GOLD. Take control of your retirement and protect your future with Direct Bullion USA. Call 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Turkey Day for everybody but the turkey. You know what I'm saying? I'm Joe with Sydney Post. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you guys have spent. Now, you know through the magic of radio, I am not here live. This has been pre-recorded because I want to sit at my table. I want to gorge myself. I want to go into a turkey coma. I want to do everything that you guys, or most of you guys, are doing today. And I do appreciate your time with me. And some of you, if you're listening on Thanksgiving Day, there's something wrong with you. Wait till the next day. We're going to redo the show the next day. Andrea Kay joins me. And she's a regular guest host here on the show and love having her around. She's got her own radio show. And Andrea, thanks for being with me today.
Oh, well, thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here on such a special day.
Yeah, well, you know what? Not everybody loves this day. You know, and earlier I talked, well, yours isn't for the same reason, but earlier I talked about some of the people that see this as a Angelina Jolie. She leaves the country. She doesn't want her kids to know anything about Thanksgiving because we're rewriting history. We killed millions of American Indians. We have no right to celebrate Thanksgiving. But you're not a big Thanksgiving Day buff either, are you?
No, and it's not because I come on mama's side of the family. I'm American Indian, and what was done to my people. No, it's just that, for me, it's just not, it wasn't my day growing up, only because, you know, to me, a couple reasons. First of all, my parents really didn't do anything special on Thanksgiving in terms of inviting other people over. And we oftentimes, I'm the daughter of two Marines, we didn't, you know, live around family.
Oh, yeah.
So it was just like the same five people on Thanksgiving Day, me, my brother, sister, and my parents eating on Thursday that were still sitting around together the day before. So other than the food that we were eating that day, it just wasn't really a special day. And then on top of it, none of my school friends were able to hang out because they were off doing their stuff. So, you know, I don't like parades. I don't want to watch the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade. So for me, it was kind of a snooze. It was just boring.
Yeah.
So well, I'm not like anti-Thanksgiving. I'm just like, you know, give me more than just some turkey.
Yeah. I you know, this holiday throughout the whole year is really funny. I always make fun of Valentine's Day, and I'm going, guys, if the only day you're making a big deal out of your wife is Valentine's Day, you got a problem. You better learn how to sleep with one eye open. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
We didn't really have a whole lot of traditions. I'm not a big, you know, the Thanksgiving meal itself.
Yeah.
I'm not a turkey fan. I don't like cranberries. I will tell you, though, that my mother, Mama, made the best cornbread dressing in the world. Mm-hmm. And I would almost get, like, resentful because I'd be like, why is this the only day of the year we're getting to eat this? Okay, because we need to be having this all year round. So Thanksgiving, sometimes the meal would almost make me be like, wait a second. You know, I'm almost, like, resentful I wouldn't get my cornbread dressing year round. But I will tell you, I do, and to this day, I do love the desserts on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
That's where I enjoy myself.
Well, you Southern women, somehow cornbread always comes into the conversation. You know what I'm saying?
Well, of course. Yeah.
it's almost like a regular staple of the day. You know, one of the things I was talking about earlier, which is what's so great about this country, is, you know, my family came here from Italy. I had Julio Rivera on earlier, and we were talking about his family from Puerto Rico. You know, we come here, and this is, I know it's not the reason behind it, but Thanksgiving kind of like shows you that melting pot of America where everybody comes here, you assimilate the American culture, but you don't give up yours. We had a turkey at the table, but we had lasagna, we had manicotti, we had, you know, we had all the Italian, traditional Italian dishes, and I'm sure same thing with Jose, same thing with, you know, Hispanic American families. You do bring your culture here, but I think, me personally, that's what makes this country so great, is that kind of thing.
Yeah, and you know, as I got a little bit older, like in my college years, then I actually did enjoy Thanksgiving because I got a chance to go and hang out with, like, my Cajun peeps, meet up with them, and, you know, enjoy, you know, the Cajun Thanksgiving food, which involves, like, in Louisiana, you know, the Cajuns were the French Canadians, so there's the French influence that gets brought into the food, as well as the African and Caribbean influences and Creole dishes that get incorporated into it.
And a bottle of Tums. I mean, that food is really...
a bottle of Tums. Baby, if you need Tums to enjoy my Cajun food, something's wrong with you. That's what I say. But, you know, I got to tell you that I kind of feel like those of us that don't, like, think that Thanksgiving is, like, the end-all, be-all holiday of the year, we're not anti-Thanksgiving. It's just not our jam. It's kind of like we're in this little minority. Like, we got to whisper about it, you know? Like the people that were too scared to admit they wanted to vote for Trump last year, you know? So maybe I'm gonna help people come out of the closet a little bit and just admit, you know, to those of us that, you know, Thanksgiving ain't the end all be all.
Yeah, see, I get it. It was one of the, growing up in an Italian family, we all saw each other most weekends. So all Thanksgiving was a heck of a lot more food in the middle of the week. Do you know what I'm saying? To a big degree.
Right. Yeah.
But there were some cousins and family members that drove far to get there. So we got to see people we normally wouldn't see. And for me, Thanksgiving was a day there was no gift expected. You know what I'm saying? Like you didn't have to have stuff under a tree for somebody. So, but again, I got to play with all cousins, some cousins that I didn't see before. I get it. It's a lot of work. I would have hate, you know, 20 years ago, that was all put on women, and they were expected to cook the meal, and I would have hate to have been in that situation.
Yeah.
And I believe it's changed quite a bit, but it is great food. You have to admit, no matter where you go, most of the time, it's great food.
Turkey and cranberry ain't my thing, baby, and mashed potatoes. So, you know, that's a little boring to me. So I would actually probably would have enjoyed it more had I grown up in an Italian family.
There you go. See, we had
lasagna on the table.
That's right. We have lasagna every, because it ain't, listen, let me tell you, let me
explain something to you. I know it's an American holiday. It ain't Thanksgiving unless I got a lasagna on the table. Otherwise, it's just a day with a lot of food. That's all for me.
All right. But, well, see, I would have liked that if I had been growing up and having some lasagna. But I got to bust you on the gift. See, Christmas is my holiday because I want a holiday that's got a gift involved. Well, I want to be able to open up a package.
Yeah, for you. I don't want to buy it for everybody else. You know, I always joke that I was going to become, and one part of the holiday season, I become Jewish because they get gifts like 8 nights in a row. That's really cool.
I know, that's brilliant.
Right?
Then awesome.
Then you become a Jehovah's Witness because then you can't give gifts, but you can receive gifts. I'm going, okay, I can deal with that too. I mean, I can make this, I should put a whole class together on how to do this. I've got it figured out in my head. I just got to put it on paper. But anyhow, Andrea, thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time. And if you end up somewhere on Thanksgiving Day, I hope you enjoy the food they put down in front of you.
All right. Thanks. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Thank you. I thought I would take us out as you're being thankful for what you have on your plate. I thought I'd take us out so you could hear some stupid people and how they feel about America.
America, the beautiful, or America, the bully? Let's talk about it today. Are you an American?
Yes, I am.
Are you a proud American?
Yes, I am.
Why are you proud to be an American?
Because I think it's a great place to live and there's lots of opportunity for all types of people.
Why do you think other people from other countries tend to look at Americans like they're uneducated?
A lot of it is just media. I grew up in Nigeria, actually, so my whole conception of America was TV. So same thing for me. So, and then I actually came and I moved to Ohio and it was exactly like the way I watched it on TV.
A lot of people are very helpful, friendly. Not all. In restaurants, sometimes.
You know, you go to foreign countries, they kind of look at Americans like, you know, they're uneducated and they're just looking for the McDonald's.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A man who officials believe was a top assassin for El Chapo has been arrested in Mexico. Nestor Perez Salas was arrested by national security forces, and authorities are now looking to extradite him to the United States, where he's been wanted for nearly 3 years. President Biden has praised the arrest as a result of bravery and cooperation between the U.S. and Mexico. There's been a delay, but it looks like the hostages will be released early tomorrow morning.
A 4-day ceasefire in Gaza between Israel and Hamas will begin tomorrow morning, a day later than originally announced, as negotiators worked out final details of the deal, which is leading to the release of dozens of hostages held by militants and Palestinians imprisoned by Israel.
President Biden will be a part of the tree lighting ceremony in Nantucket tomorrow. Dave Collins, USA News.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Turkey Day for everybody but the turkey. I don't know what to tell you. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. However, don't call because I'm not here. It's a pre-recorded show. Come on, you know how that works. I want to be with my family. I want to be groaning on the couch like everybody else is because I've had too much to eat. I'm in a turkey coma. That always works out well. I mean, you know how it goes. Anyhow, I've asked Sam Sorbo to join us. Come on, and kind of talk about, you know, what goes on in their life, some of their traditions. She's an author and a talk show host herself, and her movie, Let There Be Light, is out. You got to go see it. Okay, it's a great family movie to go see during the holidays, and check it out at lettherebelightmovie.com. And Sam, thanks for being with me today.
No, thanks for having me. I do think it's the perfect holiday movie. It's a great movie to see, especially over Thanksgiving. Just think, it's an hour and 40 minutes that you don't have to talk to those people. You can just be with them in the theater.
You're speaking my language.
No, but seriously, and after you see the movie, you'll have more to discuss. It moves people, and it brings them closer together. Even people who don't know each other. I've had stories of strangers talking to each other on the way out of the theater, groups of different people just,
wow,
you know, talking about the movie. So, yeah, so go see the movie this weekend. And if you don't know where it is, go to lettherebelightmovie.com. Lettherebelightmovie.com has a list of all the theaters.
Yeah, and we've actually got that up on our website and out in our email blast.
Oh, good.
People got to go see it. I mean, I'm tired of all the Hollywood garbage and what's going on in Hollywood. It does not go on with Sam Sorbo and her team, I'm sure. I'm willing to bet on that. All right, so Sam, you got to tell me, what are some of your, you know, my family came over from Italy, so you can imagine our traditions are a little different. That's what makes America wonderful. What kind of traditions do you have around Turkey Day?
Well, so my personal childhood favorite is the sweet potatoes,
oh,
the yams. And I can never tell the difference. I think they're the same thing, but I think people think that they're different things, so I don't know. But we used to always make the sweet potato yams. They're mashed sweet potatoes, and then you put the little mini marshmallows on top and bake it again so that they kind of turn a little bit brown and melt a little bit. And my whole thing growing up was I would have to clear the table. I would always just polish those off on my way back to the kitchen.
Oh.
So, yes, I used to pig out. I don't pig out anymore because I've learned that it just doesn't feel good afterwards. So I've stopped that. But I really enjoy Thanksgiving is honestly my favorite holiday. because it really focuses on this opportunity that we have to be grateful, to thank God above for this fantastic nation. And I just love this idea that the entire nation turns a grateful glance upwards. You know, I just think it's so great.
Yeah, I do too. You know, it's funny. It is that family holiday where there's no real gift giving expected. There's no gift exchange expected. It's just, you know, come eat, enjoy each other's company, be together. And I think in today's world, and it's been getting worse and worse, we don't do that anymore. You know, I don't know how your family was, but I saw grandma every weekend. You know, I saw family on a weekly basis. We don't do that anymore. And your family traditions, and I know you live with Hercules, right? I mean your family traditions, are they the same? Some people know what I'm talking about, but are they the same? Are they similar? You know, my wife and I, she's from the South, and my family was from Italy, so our traditions were very different when we came together.
Right. We just established our own traditions, my husband and I, frankly, and so for a few years. Because the grandparents, his parents, would always come to us for Christmas. For a few years, we were just in L.A. for Thanksgiving, and I made a little bit of a tradition of just inviting all of the people who I knew who weren't going to see family for Thanksgiving.
Well, that's nice.
And that recently shifted because his parents got older, and so we then started coming out to Vegas. I'm actually calling you from Las Vegas, where his mom lives. And so we started coming out here for Thanksgiving, and then they would come to us for Christmas. And that was a new tradition. So I don't have a problem with establishing new traditions.
Right.
If you just approach the whole thing with a little bit of reverence and say, okay, it's really the attention that you spend on the holiday that makes it special. So you could start, your tradition could be to start a new tradition every year. It could be anything. It's just this idea of, okay, you know what? We're going to get together and we're going to do X, Y, and Z, and that's going to be our day. I mean, part of our tradition, of course, because I did marry Hercules, is to watch football on Thanksgiving Day.
You think of American Thanksgiving Day and people, turkey, and as you say, you know, candied yams or sweet potatoes and apple pie. And football. Somehow that got in there somewhere over the years.
Oh, that's the one tradition I'm not allowed to mess with, you know.
No, I would imagine. No, and you probably have to cook around the time frame, or everybody eats in front of the football television set, don't they?
See, so I love doing a turkey, but one year I decided to try deep frying a turkey.
Oh, yeah.
And that was amazing.
Was it?
And then one year I brined my own turkey, and that was amazing. I just have a lot of fun because I really enjoy cooking.
Yeah.
But then I have to say, you know, when we're spending Thanksgiving at grandma's house, there's not a lot of cooking. It's a small house, and so we don't want to make a big mess and stuff like that. So we've gotten into the tradition of going out for Thanksgiving instead and having a Thanksgiving feast outside of the house.
Yeah, but what do you do Friday? I mean, what do you do the day after?
I know, right? You still have to cook the turkey so you have leftovers.
Gotta have something. I mean, there's something in it. Go, oh, I'm stuffed, but I think I could have some more of that turkey. That might go down. No, it's a lot of fun, and like I said, my wife's from the South, so it's, you know, it's turkey and some of those other things, and I always make lasagna. I just can't have a Thanksgiving without some kind of pasta on the table because I feel empty, not completed.
I can't believe you do that and don't invite me.
Oh.
So my new tradition is going to be going to your house today.
Oh.
I happen to be a huge, I'm a bit of a lasagna connoisseur.
Uh-oh.
Connoisseur.
Well, I'm afraid to give you mine because mine is definitely old-time Sicilian, lasagna. Lots of cheese, layer of meat.
Is it white or red?
Oh, it's red. I'm sorry. It's red.
Oh, okay. I make a white sauce lasagna.
Yeah, you know what? Isn't it funny? There's all kinds of traditions, even from Italy. I mean, I've got one side of my family that loves lasagna that's like bread, like toast. It's so dry. I've got another side of the family that just loves it dripping with, pasta sauce and meat and that kind of thing. But like you said,
I'm getting hungry now.
I know. My mouth is watering as we're talking. But
But the biggest part of that, you know, let's go back to it because you hit it on the front end, and I don't want people to forget, it is truly thanking God. And you know what? If you don't believe in God, I'll say it. You didn't have to. I feel sorry for you because you never know the love that we know. And, you know, I'd love to introduce you to him someday if you got the time. But, you know, it's thanking God for, I look around the table, I have grandchildren, I have children, I have friends that are healthy. And you just say, you know, God, thanks for putting these people in my life. You know, I thank you for the resources you've given me, but thanks for putting these people in my life, because every one of them has either taught me something or added something to my life. And I think even to, especially today with what's going on around us, we forget that. We forget what those people add to our lives. Don't you agree?
I do. I so agree. And that's why, to me, the holiday is really about that gratefulness. And, you know, I'm thankful that I can be grateful, that I know what gratitude is. Mm-hmm. And we need to teach our kids this, because they need to understand, look, a grateful person is somebody who has a sense of self, right?
Right.
Because we are not self-created. We didn't just create ourselves out of nothing, right?
Right.
Something came before us to create us. And so that sense of gratitude is a sense of belonging in the world. It's a sense of understanding yourself in a way. And so that's why, to me, this holiday is one of the most important. Of course, I love Christmas and I love Easter and all that. But I just, this holiday really, it puts into I guess it puts into relief for those people who don't believe in God,
yep,
that they ought to be grateful. And it gives them the impetus maybe to think a little bit further about what they should be grateful to. Not for, but to.
Yeah, no kidding. You know, Sam, thanks. So we're up against it, but thanks so much for being with me today. And I hope you and your family and your in-laws have a great, great Thanksgiving. I appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
God bless.
You too. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more after the break. Seriously.
America, the beautiful, or America, the bully? Let's talk about it today. I know a lot of people from other countries, and they all kind of have this image of Americans as lazy or uneducated about otherworldly things. Do you share that perception?
Well, it depends really whom you talk to. I guess in the Midwest and, you know, people that do not read the paper regularly and so on and so forth, I think that could easily be true. If you ask someone who's the chancellor in Germany and what is their position, what do they think, I don't think many people could answer that question here.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
It's a happy turkey day. Well, except for the turkey itself. I would imagine the turkey's not going to be too happy about the outcome of the day. But that's okay. We don't mind. I don't mind. You might mind. I don't mind. It's okay by me. Hey, listen, really seriously, happy turkey day today. Happy Thanksgiving. Hopefully you're having a good time with your family and maybe others, you know, friends and what have you. I am actually gorging myself at my table with my family. But I put this together earlier. I thought maybe you'd enjoy it. In this segment, I want you to hear some of the and only short pieces of it. Some of the proclamations, some of the speeches, some of the comments that our founding fathers made about this wonderful, terrific, great country. First off, why not start at the beginning, right? George Washington. What did he have to say about Thanksgiving? Remember, our founding fathers didn't want anything to do with the. With God and all that other... We don't want that to do now, do we? Right? You don't want anything to do with God. Take a listen.
To acknowledge the providence of Almighty God, to obey His will, to be grateful for His benefits, and humbly to implore His protection and favor.
Oh my God, we're supposed to be humble to Almighty God. We're supposed to pray and ask Him and thank Him for all the things that He gave us, that He's done for us. How dare we, He, them, us-ins.
And whereas both houses of Congress have, by their joint committee, requested me to recommend to the people of the United States a day of public thanksgiving and prayer.
Now, I know he said recommend, But basically, come on, when the president says, I recommend you do A, B, and C, in most cases we do it, do we not? I guess they did want a little bit to do with God. I guess they didn't have a problem with God. But listen, let's not stop with George Washington. Let's line up to the next guy. Let's talk a little bit about Abraham Lincoln. What do you think?
It is the duty of nations as well as of men to own their dependence upon the overruling power of God.
Power of who?
To confess their sins and transgressions in humble sorrow, yet with assured hope that genuine repentance will lead to mercy and pardon.
Wait a minute, repentance? I didn't do anything wrong. You can't force me to repent to a God I don't believe in. I mean, our founding fathers, wait a minute, we've got Washington, and I know Abraham Lincoln was not a founding father. I get it. But funny how all these presidents, apparently they didn't understand the Constitution. They didn't understand that you couldn't have God and country in the same thing. You know what I'm saying?
And to recognize the sublime truth announced in the Holy Scriptures and proven by all history.
Wow. He's saying that the Scriptures aren't fantasy. He's saying that the Holy Scriptures aren't a fairy tale. That they actually have been proven throughout history. Abraham Lincoln. Wow.
That those nations only are blessed whose God is the Lord.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. How does that happen? That those nations only are blessed whose God is the Lord? No. Something's gone wrong here. We've read something incorrectly. All right. Well, let's come for a more modern president wouldn't throw this in front of us, right? I mean, this wouldn't happen. Let's see what Calvin Coolidge had to say.
The season approaches when, in accordance with a long-established and respected custom, a day is set apart to give thanks to Almighty God.
Almighty God, huh? For what? Why would this president want to thank somebody or something or whatever that doesn't exist?
For the manifold blessings which his gracious and benevolent providence has bestowed upon us as...
Who? He's not talking about a god, right? I mean, that's impossible. We're coming into the modern age. What do we need a god for? What are you guys talking about? Seriously.
As a nation and as individuals, we have been brought with safety and honor through another year, and through the generosity of nature, he has blessed us with resources whose potentiality and wealth is almost incalculable.
He mentions God about five more times in this. And I just find it interesting that nobody wants to fess up to, I shouldn't say nobody, there's a lot of us that will, but I get a kick out of the fact that the atheists, the far left, they just want to keep telling you how these men wanted nothing to do with God. What a lie. What just a major league over-the-top lie. Now, let's move a little further. Lyndon Johnson, not always known for being such a godly guy. This is right after President Kennedy was assassinated. And he's asking for your help. Take a listen.
President of the United States, tonight on this Thanksgiving, I come before you to ask your help, to ask your strength, to ask your prayers.
He wants prayers. He wants prayers. Well, who do you pray to? Yourself? Seriously, well, I know some people do. Some people consider themselves gods. Yeah, but I can see that. I mean, seriously, this guy who, again, probably not known as being the most nice guy in the world, is seeking guidance.
That God may guard this republic and guide my every labor.
He wants God to guard this republic. He wants the Almighty, the thing that we're not supposed to believe in, the thing we're told is supposed to be a separation of church and state. All right? He wants them to guard. He wants God to guard us. And then take it one step further. He wants God to guide him in everything he's doing. He wants God to guide him as he moves forward. I want you to think about that. That's quite a big deal. Now, the guy that really has it all together, the guy that I love, I could listen to for 20 minutes, half hour, an hour, whatever. Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan steps up and says, hey, you know what? We really have to thank you. You know what? Don't let me tell you. I want you to listen for yourself.
Thank you, Pat, and good morning, everyone. You know, the Statue of Liberty and this wonderful holiday called Thanksgiving go together naturally because although as Americans we have many things for which to be thankful, none is more important than our liberty.
Boy, haven't we felt that? Especially over the last few years, huh? Haven't we felt that start to wane and realize how important it actually is, huh? What do you think?
Liberty, that quality of government, that brightness of mind and spirit for which the Pilgrim Fathers braved the seas and Americans through two centuries have laid down their lives. Today, while religion is suppressed in perhaps one-third of the world, we Americans are free to worship the Almighty as we choose.
Not any Almighty. He's just the Almighty. I'm not trying to put this on anybody. And my God, you know, in his time, he was right. We did have the freedom. Openly, anywhere, anyhow. But we've seen that eroded. We've seen that taken away. We've seen that questioned. And people, you know, it may get to the point where we have to fight again. We have to fight to make sure the Constitution is adhered to.
While entire nations must endure the yoke of tyranny, we are free to speak our minds, to enjoy an unfettered and vigorous press, and to make government abide by the limits we deem just. While millions live behind walls, we remain free to travel throughout the land to share this precious day with those.
Yeah, you know, isn't that funny? I mean, we say it all the time. You don't realize how true it is. You know what I'm saying? People are not breaking down the doors to get into North Korea. People are not breaking down the doors to get into Russia. They're not breaking down the doors to get into Syria or any one of those other nations. I mean, unless I'm a little confused here.
We love most deeply the members of our families. My fellow Americans, let us keep this Thanksgiving Day sacred. Let us thank God for the bounty and goodness
yes,
of our nation.
Please.
And as a measure of our gratitude, let us rededicate ourselves to the preservation of this, the land of the free, and the home of the brave.
No kidding. Well, let's hear how he ends this.
From the Reagan family to your family. Happy Thanksgiving, and God bless you all.
God bless you all. Can he say that? You know, I really don't care what they think or tell us they can say or not say, and here's what my mind is at. You know, you've got Thanksgiving, the holidays are coming up. Some of you call them holidays, I call it Christmas. But as the Christmas holidays start to come up, and as you spend the day with your family, again, look around the table. Somebody there may not be there next year. Somebody you may not be able to see because they're, you know, moving across the world, across the country for quite some time. You got to cherish your family. You got to cherish your time together. And we live in a country, a free country, still a free country, where, you know what? Where you can love God, you can love your neighbor, you cannot love God. But I'll tell you what, it's a great place. Enjoy the family, and let's see what the... I don't know. What's his name? Charles. Ray Charles. Yeah, let's have Ray Charles take us out. What do you think?
Oh, beautiful. Ah, heroes proved.
By the way, God bless you guys. Thanks for being listeners.
Liberating strife. Who more than self? Yeah. Love.